tries the double again.
I want to see a triple doink.
It might happen.
Doink.
Double doink.
It's double doink.
Double doink.
Triple doink. Quadruple doink.
Doink.
A double doink right there.
Doink. Doink. A double doink.
Double doinker.
Double doinks and sackles.
Teaching you how to football.
Oh, you've taught me how to football so well this year.
Thank you, Fernando.
My name is Fernando.
I am Travis.
And I am Jimmy G, the stat boy.
Have I taught you how to football too?
I think I have learned a thing or two or three. Wow, look at all the love we're feeling in here.
We are fresh off, or we waited a week. We took last week off to get ready for the Super Bowl this week, but we need to first talk about that those conference championship games. We'll get the snooze one out, the snooze fest one out of the way first. The Niners going into Philly. Whew! Yeah, not having a quarterback in an NFC championship game. That's pretty rough.
It's really funny how everyone thinks Kyle Shanahan didn't need a quarterback. He could run it without a quarterback.
I heard it one
point. And he literally got no quarterback to run it.
Brock Purdy could only throw the ball, I think they said, maybe 10 yards. Because you can see they were just dumping it off.
It was about 5 to 7, 5 to 10 yards.
Is that all it was? Yeah. There is one point. I'm just looking at the win probability on ESPN. The Eagles were as low as a 55.3% chance of winning when they were forced to punt on a 3rd and 2. Or they were stopped short, and I think they went for it and got it because then it keeps going the other way. But that was as close as the Niners got. This is before Brock Purdy went down and they couldn't throw the ball. Yeah, this game just kind of sucked because...
they tied the game.
It was tied at 7 at one point. That is true.
I had a glimmer of hope.
Yep, right
just
there.
Just a little glimmer.
And then Josh Johnson came in, and I feel like that hope just disappeared. I guess you can't put any quarterback in this Niners offense and expect to win.
Well, it didn't help that his head bounced off the turf like twice on one play.
That is also... But know, even before
when,
that...
When you lose your second, or your, I guess your fourth quarterback by that point, doesn't help. My biggest takeaway from all this was Nick Sirianni deciding that he was going to run the ball 19 times in a row in the second half. To still prove to everybody that you could just run the ball and still score points. That's not the most Philly thing I've seen in a long time. Big F you to the Niners by this point. It was kind of messed up. But at the same time, you still have... I mean, the whole projection is screwed because you still have Jalen Hurts back there that could still run the ball, and he still ran the ball during these plays as well.
Very effectively.
I still don't get why they just didn't put the quarterback helmet on Christian McCaffrey and do it.
I think it's about they don't really have that many Wildcat formations, especially Kyle Shanahan.
Doesn't matter?
He's a very traditional play caller
okay. In
a grand scheme of things. He doesn't have a lot of Wildcat halfback options like there, and I think everyone was going to guess that's going to happen.
So, why not just let Christian McCaffrey drop back and then throw it to a part of the field? I mean, at this point, you don't have any other options. Like, just throw it. Okay, his accuracy probably won't be as good as one of your two quarterbacks, but just throw it over there. Someone will be there. We got to try something.
It's me being a little combative on this point. If you know that your quarterback, no matter what quarterback you throw back there, can't throw it past 5 yards, why not put someone in position to at least try and make the defense think about it.
Yeah,
like,
spread the
put
field.
Put them in position.
Because you got to feel like the Niner or the Philly was going to be like 8, like 11 in the box at this time.
It seemed like everyone was in the box.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my only question by that point is knowing that you have no quarterbacks like going for you by this point, like why not at least put someone back there that could still make something happen? I felt it goes down to the Giants punting with 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter by that point. Like, you kind of knew the game was over.
But at that point, you just go for it. You go for you try something like.
But you're punting in the second quarter is what I'm saying. This is where I come back to our Niners fan over here, not trying to attack you or anything. But it's just where is there like the urgency to like, all right, man, this is what our situation is. Our quarterback can't throw the ball past 5 yards because he's got a torn UCL, which is Tommy John surgery, which is one of those godforsaken AMC day in baseball. Right?
I mean, it's not going to be that. It's going to be the 6 month variety.
But it's not good.
Yeah,
right.
It's not
good. You got Josh Johnson who can't come back in the game because he's got a concussion. An obvious concussion. You have no quarterbacks on your roster that can do it. Why do you put the quarterback out there that still can't do it instead of just putting someone out there that might be able to make a play for you? That's what my question is.
Yeah, there's all this talk about like the fullback being an emergency quarterback and never saw him. I just don't know. Yeah, I agree with you. I thought they could at least try something to kind of shake it up because everyone knew it was going to be a run.
And Juszczyk was the listed as the emergency quarterback. Yeah. So we looked
Christian
that up.
Christian McCaffrey had the quarterback helmet on at one
right. point. Right. I feel like you've got to keep your playmakers out there. And then because Juszczyk, I heard he was a quarterback, if not high school, maybe college. Maybe, like he had. Sure. And he, I mean, let him just sling it around. Like you could, again, anything except throwing Brock Purdy back out there who can't throw it more than at most 7 yards.
And let's say that, you know, the other question that someone asked me the other week was, so what happens even if you win that game and you go to the Super Bowl? Like, what do you do without a quarterback? Well, you have practice squad guys. You can
Wasn't
you
that Josh Johnson? Someone? Yeah, can you just sign some? What about that? You just sign, like, some schlub off the street who doesn't have a... Cam Newton was out there. Could you have signed Cam Newton just to play in the Super Bowl?
If the Niners had won that game, I think, as funny as it would have been, it would have been Jimmy Garoppolo because I think he was almost back at that point.
There it is. Jimmy G. And now, with Trey Lance still, like, you got a bum knee, you got a bum throwing arm on your magical Brock Purdy story. Does Jimmy G now stay with the Niners? I mean,
No. He's definitely going to get paid because he doesn't want to just back up and stuff. And I think he and the organization have soured before that game also, from what I've read a little bit.
I feel like it was a real bummer. For a game and for Niners fans in general, that's not how you want to lose that game, man. Mm-hmm. Losing everybody that could start at the most important position in football. That's not how you want to lose. And it was a bummer to watch our Niners fans lose that way. I'd much rather watch you guys lose in a heartbreaker, to be honest with you. Would have made my heart feel a lot better.
Yeah, a little bit more interesting. But yeah, I was pretty much resigned after that first quarter.
Well, and going on in, knowing
I mean, it was 7-7 halfway through the second quarter, so I'm not going to, I don't think you were.
Yeah, maybe it was like halftime. I thought, this is not going
to
end up
well. I was saying, we did go in the half. The Eagles scored 2 touchdowns under 2 minutes to go. So yeah, 21-7 versus, you know, even a 14-7, one score game, keep it a little competitive, but I think they had a fumble or something in there, and that's just how the ball rolls.
Well, and moving on to a game that, you know, the NFL wanted the outcome to happen.
It was scripted.
Talking about a quarterback that can come back from injuries, Patrick Mahomes comes back and once again leads the Kansas City Chiefs over the San Diego Bengals in the AFC Championship game. Fernando, tell me your thoughts on this game.
So it was a great game. I love how close it was. It was like the Burrow-Mahomes matchup is going to be... I think we all thought it might be like Josh Allen-Mahomes going forward, but I think... Mahomes and Burrow is a more intriguing one to watch.
Burrow is him, dude. I'm gonna tell you right now, like that dude. Even in this game with the refs against them and stuff like that, and we'll get there in a second. But
I mean,
but Burrow is the guy.
The play I will always remember is when they stopped him on fourth down, and then the ref comes in and said the play never happened because third down. It was gonna be fourth down.
Third and nine.
It was gonna be fourth and nine, and they still ended up punting on that drive.
They did.
The Chiefs did. But that play alone was a little questionable, very questionable. I mean, what the hell were they doing? It's if you don't want the people to think the NFL is rigged, like, don't let shit like this happen. It really bothered me because I don't want the NFL to be. I want it all to be random, like any given Sunday, a bunch of bull. And then of course, that late hit out of bounds, I'm kind of torn on that because part of me is like, it's the right call. But in that situation, do you give him 15? Because he's running on the sideline. You don't want to give up as many yards so they're not closer.
We're also giving up the fact that Burrow also had a late hit call against him.
And
on
the
that
same
drive.
Thing yeah, happened exactly. to Mahomes. Same type of hit on Mahomes.
They didn't call it against Burrow, but they called it against... I mean, the same thing happened with the Jags and the Chiefs. It didn't happen against, like, Lawrence.
Yeah.
It didn't happen against Henny at the time, but it was still the Chiefs. No, I mean, you know, was the play, the late hit out of bounds, was that a legitimate call? It was. Do you call that play? I don't think you do, because it was so...
Bang, bang.
It was
like,
so
He
minor.
Was almost a yard
but
out
But once
of
again,
bounds.
You didn't call it against Burrow.
Yeah.
In the middle of the pocket when it happened, stuff like that, yada, yada. It's hard to see this. I mean...
Well,
no one can question Mahomes' integrity on coming out and playing injured because, like, we know the guy's injured. 100%. Like, we saw him, his injury against the Jaguars, we saw that happen. We saw him come out. He still had a limp to him. He had a little giddy to his...
Very much. And it looked like it got worse, like, after the first couple plays. Like, he was out, like, ready.
100%. But, for God's sakes, man. Like, I mean, like, you gave him two chances on third down. You gave him the other thing.
If I could just throw this out here, because this is something I've heard over the years as far as, like, stats when it comes to penalties and whatnot. It always feels like the road team always has more penalties than the home team. Road team just has, like, statistically speaking, like, the refs are human. You have all this energy coming down from the fans, like, cheering for the majority of the one team. So the refs kind of are quicker to maybe throw a penalty. So I'm wondering if this game was played in Cincy over Kansas City. You know, do they maybe not call it, but because they got, it's, again, that energy, these guys are human. You know, it's like,
maybe. I mean, statistically. We go back to 2017. Was Miles Jack ever down with the fumble recovery that he had against Tom Brady? He wasn't. He wasn't down, but it happened in New England. I'm agreeing with you on argument at this point. Like, sometimes the calls go in favor of the home team. I'd love to see the stats on them. I'm sure Timmy's got the stats already, like, locked up somewhere along the lines. But, no, I agree with you. I think sometimes the home teams tend to get the calls, tend to get the stats by this point. I mean, we look at Devontae Smith's catch. Which was not a catch. It was 100% not a catch. They didn't overturn it. They looked at it. They reviewed. Well, they did more on that review than they did against the Jamal Agnew fumble.
They did not review that because the Niners needed to throw the challenge because that wasn't a scoring play. So the Niners would have had to review that.
Mm.
Yeah. And they got up to the line so quickly. So, yes, it's incomplete. But at that point, the Niners have to be the ones to challenge it because it wasn't a turnover or a scoring play. They had to do that.
There's also something called expedited review, which didn't happen on that play. And so apparently the Niners didn't see enough to just feel like...
How do they decide when to expedite it or not? Yeah, that's to, like, the, that's save a question. Challenge? That, like, well, that, shouldn't that, everything be expedited?
I feel like that's a big question that we should answer, and I think that's something that's going to be answered in the offseason. We'll be talking about a couple things for offseason questions. One of the things is having, like, your tight end lined up behind the quarterback for, like, a quarterback sneak.
Sneak
at this point
and push them forward.
Push them forward, yada, yada. I mean, that got overturned, like, in college football years ago. I mean, are we looking at now, like, maybe a more expedited? I think it should be a more expedited review. Like, if there's something that, like, maybe they're like, it's close. If the team chooses to review it, you know, we'll take 5 minutes out of the game and review this by this point.
But again, with all the technology, it should only take, like, a minute tops. Like, there it is. Ground. Play over.
Right? I mean, so, no, because I'm going to disagree with you just on a slight point of this one, because there's sometimes we see reviews and we're like, how is there not a better camera angle on this play? I mean, like, how many times have we watched that during the NFL this season and we're like, how is it, like, this is the best camera angle we have? Like, we kind of sort of see the ball move, but we can't see his elbow by this point. We can't see the knee. Did he tuck it when he went down? We don't know. So, I mean, that's when the eye in the sky doesn't come through anymore.
Right,
is when you have something like that and you actually really have to break it down. Outside of that, every single play should just be reviewed by an eye in the sky.
Immediately.
Because it's just of simple.
Like, I mean, PI, because PI is one of those. I think pass interference, I think, is the main penalty. And maybe illegal contact. They just can't go to because...
But we can't review pass interference anymore because we already tried that.
And it was terrible. It was a terrible... Like, pass interference... It's like, there's certain rules of NFL that it's... It's hard because it's like, especially for defenders, it's like, what can you do? And then to call it and then to try to review that, it's like, and then you see a replay, slow motion, it always looks 100 times worse because it's happening so slow. It's like even a late hit that Mahomes hit out of bounds. Like, you see it slowly. He's a good yard and a half out of bounds when the guy gives him that final hit.
Well, he just barely touched him.
And Mahomes is... Momentum was taking him forward anyway. He was trying to get every little last inch to get his kicker closer. And he was like, the guy didn't want to give up any more inches to him. So he's like, go down. And again, when he started touching him, it's like he was just out of bounds. And then by the time he fully pushes, he's like another yard out. So again, it looks worse when you see a slow motion replay. But it's like, in the heat of the moment, the heat of the game, a game of that magnitude, it's like,
what I feel
let
for,
him play.
I feel for Asai on this one. I think it's Jonathan Asai, I think that's his name. Joseph Asai.
I'm thinking of Joseph Adai, running back for the...
It's Asai. Okay. It's O-S-S-A-I. Asai is the linebacker. He's 25-year-old
Joseph
kid.
Joseph Asai.
25-year-old kid. He's the one that made the play on Mahomes out of bounds. He had a great game. leading up to this. And there was a TikTok or an Instagram video I saw later, and it was some linebacker or defensive lineman that was on the Bengals, and I guess he's like in his last year or something like that, and he was yelling at a side going in a locker room being like, why'd you touch the quarterback? Yeah. Why'd you touch him? You didn't have to touch him. Why'd you touch him? Like, how is that your argument right now?
Yeah.
I think he apologized, like, that dude was playing football. I think he apologized for doing that.
And again, he's living in the heat of the moment as well. Like, all these guys, you got to think, going out there, playing that game, the heat of the moment can get to you.
Well, it's also
and
how you know the NFL's not scripted. It's because people like that are still young at their own players by this point going out there. I mean, like, how do you touch the quarterback? I mean, I get it, man. I get it. You're making the play. Don't touch him. But it wasn't a bad touch. I mean, it wasn't a bad touch going out of bounds by that point. I thought it was a BS call to be able to make the call, to give him 15 yards, to be able to kick the field goal. But was it the right call? It was.
It was.
It was the right call.
That actually did bring me back to that Pittsburgh-Cincinnati playoff game where there was the, I think, perfect personal foul, which, again, extended the play. It was like on third or fourth down, and then, again, the field goal is all they needed to win it.
Oh, yeah.
And
the same thing. Gave Antonio Brown his very famous concussion.
So, either way, besides that, let's talk about the actual game. Patrick Mahomes looked good.
Patrick, and on one leg. One-legged Mahomes is still a top-five quarterback in the NFL.
I'm curious if the NFL is going to come back at the Chiefs, because Patrick Mahomes was not listed on the injury report going into that game, even though everyone knew that he was on one leg. Curious about what the ramifications would be from that. However, Patrick Mahomes on one leg, dude, I'm going to take him over, I would say, at least 8 quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
Oh, on one leg?
Yeah.
Easily. I say there's 5. He's still a top-5 quarterback on one leg.
I'm gonna say give me 5 quarterbacks.
5 quarterbacks better than Mahomes on one leg. I'll say Joe Burrow. I'll go a healthy Josh Allen, you know, if he doesn't have his arm screwed up. A healthy Jalen Hurts. Let's see. You know what? I'll take even Herbert over Mahomes, like, with only one leg. Again, with only one leg. And then, you know what? Number 5 is going to be Mahomes on one leg. I mean, you can throw some quarterbacks out there. I know you want to say Trevor Lawrence, right?
I do want to say Trevor Lawrence.
Karen Rodgers.
A little bit.
He's
Karen
old.
Karen Rodgers is going to be there.
I'm still going to take Mahomes with his. He just, when he's out there, he's the field general. He's the best quarterback in the league.
He can
on one leg.
He can still make the stupid plays that you see on the highlight reel
Ringer
with one
Cousins.
Leg than you can with other quarterbacks.
100%.
That's fair enough.
So it's like,
I mean, it should be a good matchup even with Mahomes. I mean, like, you got another week now, another 2 weeks now to actually heal the leg up. It's probably not going to do a whole lot. I mean, it's going to help a little bit.
It'll help a little. He'll be definitely way healthier for this game than he was for that big, for the Bengals game.
100%. But that's going to lead us into essentially the next one that we talk about. But I do want to say, I think the Bengals, you know, kind of looking back on the championship games that we had and the kind of the playoffs of this year, there are some teams that I think will be kind of repeats on this kind of list of coming in here and actually make it. The Bills are going to be up there, obviously. I think the Jaguars will be up there. I think the Vikings, if they can figure out the defensive situation, can absolutely be up there.
And they took the first right step in getting Brian Flores as a defensive
coordinator.
I agree
100%.
Huge upgrade.
I think hiring what's his face from the Cowboys for the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. I can see his face, but I can't say his name.
Sorry,
we actually looked at him last year for head coach.
Because he had some head coaching possibilities or like interviews.
Boise
but he didn't
State quarterback,
Kellen Moore.
I think he's
going to
be great out there.
I think he will. Yeah, with that offense, because they got the weapons. If they can stay healthy, that's always the challenge.
No idea what's going to happen over in Oakland. They'll be good. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in Seattle by this point? I mean, that's a feel good story.
And they're going to be. I could see them. The one team I'm not 100% sold on getting back to the playoffs would probably be the Giants. I feel like they had that like. And are they going to bring back Danny Dimes? Like, did he do enough to secure a starting job there? Like, a couple teams that just barely missed it. You know, we don't know what Jordan Love is going to be like for the Packers. We don't even know if, like, he'll be the starter. Is it going to be Karen Rodgers again?
We don't know. We also don't know what's going to happen with the Titans right now. Is Tannehill going to be there again? They got a new GM coming in there right now.
And how many more years does Derrick Henry have, like, at the high level of running? You know, he's kind of starting to come down. He's an old man when it comes to running backs right now. Like, he's going on 30.
I mean,
that's old man territory when it comes
to
running backs.
Probably making the playoffs next year with the right quarterback.
Karen Rodgers there? I mean, I could see that.
Oh, man. And the Raiders, I mean, who knows what's going to happen to the Raiders now with Derek Carr leaving? I mean, does Karen Rodgers go there?
Does Karen Rodgers go to first? Nathaniel Hackett, who was hired on by the Jets, or his buddy Devontae Adams, where he's already under contract with? So which side?
How much money does Devontae Adams want to cut a deal out to Karen Rodgers at this point?
Well, I wonder if there's a trade. I wonder if, like, the part of the trade will have to be the Packers have to pay part of his salary so they don't get that huge cap hit.
So we already know the Jets are willing to do it.
Yeah.
They've already come out and said that.
Joe Namath came out and said he'll unretire his number as long as Karen Rodgers is
there. I believe the Raiders are going to make a trade. I was reading this today, and you can tell me if I'm wrong on it. I believe the Raiders have already kind of hashed out the deal to make Derek Carr a Saint.
Yep. Well, Derek Carr can discuss a trade idea with the Saints.
Something I was reading today. Yep. I mean, and so what's Derek Carr go for? Like maybe like a second round pick by this point?
That seems high in my opinion. I'd say third. Maybe. I'd say third. Third is maybe a third.
A conditional third?
Sure.
Okay, I'll give you a conditional third.
But that definitely makes the Saints the team to beat in that division with the Bucks falling out. Yeah.
Bucks are going to be the worst team in the NFL next year.
Unless the Bucks get Jimmy G.
The Bucks are going to be the worst team in the NFL next year because they're losing a lot of their stud.
I got a dollar bet says they're not the worst team in the NFL next year.
All right, I'm not making that bet right now. We're just talking like
man.
I want to wait for some more off-season trades or not trades, but just like off-season like things to happen.
A lot of quarterback movement happening. Right
there could be. I mean, I've heard even just reading Viking feed like there's talks about because Shanahan out in San Francisco, he still has a little hard on for Cousins, being they grew up together in D.C. So it's like there's
don't
talk.
Tell me that.
Like there's, I've heard about we looked at that Trey Lance going to Minnesota where he's from, and then there's like some trades happening. Like I don't know. I'm just saying there's rumors out there.
There's
not
a lot
information,
of quarterback talk
from
a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. You know who doesn't want anyone? Duval, baby.
The Panthers.
How about how about we take a little break, and when we come back, we got some Super Bowl prop bets to go over with you, and of course the big game itself. We're going to go over all of that and more after a word from our sponsor.
Hey, Fernando. Turns out my fantasy league didn't go exactly what I thought it was this year. Do you have any suggestions on what happens next?
Well, Travis, as the first two-time champion of the league, I would like to say if you don't want to wait until September to get back into it, you can always join the XFL Fantasy League on Yahoo Sports. That's right. The same excitement as your regular fantasy football league, but the XFL style. You can draft players. You can read up on them. See which ones are the best ones in the XFL. I highly recommend Yahoo Sports XFL Fantasy Football.
Hold on, Fernando. Are you saying I could draft players I've never heard of my entire life and then cheer for them going through an 8-week season as if it's still the NFL?
That is exactly what I'm telling you, Travis. It is going to be the greatest 8 weeks of your life playing XFL Fantasy Football.
And you're going to hold this championship that I win this year the same that you hold the championship you won this year?
There's no promises, but I can do my best.
Well, thanks, Fernando.
Let's take a break and hear a message from a sponsor.
And we're back. Once again, my name is Fernando here on Double Doinks and Sackles.
Teaching you how to football. I'm Travis.
I'm Jimmy G, the stat boy.
And we're going to start off the second half of this show with a little prop bets. Jimmy G has printed off a bunch of prop bets. We're going to do some over and unders on this, and Travis and I will discuss it with you.
Got some football prop bets. We got some non-football prop bets. Let's start with some football prop bets. We'll go into the spread later because we're going to do that. The over-under on this is 51, I believe you said earlier.
51 points for the final score. I'm going to start off with this, and I have the over. I think it's going to be a close one-score game. I think both teams are going to get in the upper 20s when it comes to points scored. Might come down to a field goal, and I will take the over on 51.
I'm also going to take the over on this one. 27-24 seems low, I think, for these teams.
I agree.
I think
of the Bengals and Chiefs game, it was, only 43 points. I was expecting, but like, that one get a little higher, closer to 50 than 43 total points. But
yeah, but we're not in the elements right now. We're going to be essentially in a dome.
Very true.
Is what we're going to be dealing with. We do have one of the best defenses going, once the best offense in the NFL. But at the end of the day, I don't think the Philly defense is that good.
It's top 10, but yeah, I wouldn't put them in the top 5.
Statistically, they're number one.
They're good at sacking the quarterback.
You know, sacks, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I don't think it's going to matter. I think the Chiefs are still going to be able to move the ball pretty well. I'm going to take the over on this game handily, actually.
Sounds good. Let's go from football to non-football. Tom Brady, not in football now. How many times will he be mentioned during the broadcast? The over-under is 1.5.
Just 1.5. I feel like because Mahomes' last Super Bowl appearance, he lost to Brady, which kind of makes me think that's going to get brought up a couple times, and he just retired. I feel like that's got to be an over. I mean, only 1.5? Like, how do you not have, especially a Super Bowl, and not talk Tom Brady?
Oh, and Fox is hosting this game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on this one.
Yeah, there you go.
My over under would probably be how many times does Tom Brady actually show up on this actually like broadcast at one point.
Like they actually show a picture of him and like stats or whatnot.
Maybe he actually just shows up.
I'll say, is he going to be at the game?
He is actually not affiliated with Fox doing none of the pregame, none of the coverage until 2024.
Oh, so he's got a year off.
He's got a year off.
I'm certainly going to go over. Unless it comes to the 1.5.
And this includes only kickoff to final play. Excludes halftime and commercials. All right. Back to football. Here's a prop bet. How much game time will have elapsed when the first point is scored? Over under 6 minutes, 30 seconds.
Ooh, first point scored. Because it's, you know, Super Bowl, I feel like the teams come out a little conservative. And we might see a couple punts here or there. I don't expect a lot of incompletions, especially out of the Eagles. They'll be running all over the place. Mahomes usually will find Kelsey out there. I feel like it's going to be over 6 minutes elapsed before we see our first points of the game. I feel like, again, people should come out in a little, you know, because the biggest game of the year, I'm going to say it's going to be under 9 minutes left in that first quarter before we see points.
All right, so you're saying the biggest game of the year, should they hold anything back, Fernando?
They shouldn't, but they don't want to hold it back until the end of the game. They're going to come out and, like, feel each other up.
Oh, shit.
Before, they, you know, like, start taking their shots.
We don't have an explicit thing on this podcast. You got to watch what you say, man.
I apologize. I keep having to do that every week.
I'm going to go the under on this one. I do believe there might be a punt or score. I think there might be a return at some point. I think 6.5 minutes is a long time.
It's just 6 minutes. It could be 6 minutes and 1 second. Oh, okay, fine. I'll still go 6.5.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, 6 minutes could be fine. I mean, that's a decent drive, depending on who you are.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you under 6.5 minutes on this one.
All right, I'll take it.
All right. Let's go back to non-football. Jackson Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' idiot brother. There's a prop bet of how many TikTok videos will be posted by him during the Super Bowl, from kickoff to final whistle. It is 1.5. Over under.
1.5. I mean, I don't personally follow Jackson Mahomes on the TikToks or any kind of social media.
But I know he's there.
If he's there, and he'll probably, I hope they don't even mention his name. I think they try not to because he's such a douchey person. But I will go with the over. That's a 4-hour game with that halftime show and everything. He's going to be bored at halftime. I think he will post a couple. I think he'll do at least 2, so I'll take the over on that.
Is it how many times mentioned or how many times he actually posts?
So how many times he posts himself. God help the person who has to verify this.
I'm still going to go the under on this one.
Ooh, okay.
I think I've seen some, like, his TikTok so far. Sometimes he just posts, like, one, you know, like, throughout a game. It's usually him and Brittany Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' wife, spraying champagne on people that are already freezing in below 30-degree weather. From their, you know, press box, enjoying their time. I'm going to say under, but I hope that we don't see him at all. So I'm really hoping on the under of this one.
I would like you to win that prop bet. I am definitely going for that one.
All right. Back to football. We have a prop bet of the distance of the first touchdown in the game, over under 7.5 yards.
7.5. So for this one, I'm going to take the under. I like the idea of maybe some pass interference in the end zone. You get the ball down at the one. With the Eagles, they're always kind of, you know, running, you know, chipping away at the yards. I feel like it'll be a closer touchdown. Mahomes likes to, you know, dump it off to Kelce in the flat. I can see that being like a five-yarder. I will go with the under at 7.5.
I'm going to go with my under on the time scored on this one, which would benefit mine on the over of the 7.5. I'm going to go over 7.5 yards scored because I think it's going to be longer than that. I think it's going to be a longer score.
Fair enough.
I could see someone breaking away out of coverage on this. I've seen both the defenses do it.
Now,
so
just
well.
A side note, this is like touchdown, right? We're not talking like a 20-yard field goal because that's a 20-yard score.
No, it's the first touchdown.
First touchdown. Just verify. I don't remember hearing that part. Got it.
All right. On the same vein, we have a prop bet of the shortest touchdown
same
game.
Same vein. That sounded kind of dirty.
Same vein.
We there's no explicit thing there, guys.
Yes, this is going to happen.
My coworkers are listening to this now.
Distance
so
of the shortest touchdown score of the game, over under 1.5 yards.
I will say under. There will be at least one 1-yard touchdown in this game. I say under on that one. Especially with, again, you're going to have pass interference in the end zone, I feel like, at least once. And there's going to be that, you know, tight end behind the quarterback pushing him in, and he's going to score, whoever that might be. I say we have one touchdown under a yard.
Man, I want to go over on this just to be different at this point. But, yeah, I feel like I have to go with the under on this one. I agree. I think there'll be a penalty called or something happens that brings them to the 1-yard line and someone's going to get a tight end to push him through the goal line. Hopefully, maybe this is what stops that rule from happening.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
There is a prop bet, and this is double doinks and sackles. There is a prop bet for the first missed field goal, whether it goes, it's very specific. It goes either right, wide left, short, hits the right upright, hits the left upright, hits crossbar.
What if it hits the left and the crossbar? What if it triple doinks? That's happened before. Could it triple?
Because
it'll bounce off the left, hit the crossbar, bounce back up, hit the right, and then fall out.
How about I just change that prop bet to match the actual podcast we have going on right here? Will there be a doink in this Super Bowl?
I'm gonna say no. There will be no doinks. There might be a miss, but I'm gonna say zero doinks.
I'm gonna say there is.
We'll do some.
You have to say everything else on this one too.
Well, no,
yeah.
I'm just
Fernando process. Saying no. I'm gonna say yes.
I mean, that's something we could have looked this up earlier. But how many doinks were there in the NFL this year? There was a double doink in the Vikings Saints game.
Are you saying yes?
I think there will be a doink.
All right, then go back through all the rest of the picks and tell us what you're picking.
No, I'm not doing that. We're making this podcast
just the doink.
Just a doink.
Just the doink.
Just the doink. Just a doink.
It's like the tit, but not as dirty.
It still sounded a little dirty.
Well, now I'm definitely going to make this explicit now. Here's a prop bet of total number of players to have a passing attempt, over under 2.5.
Ooh. In the Super Bowl, like every time I see this stat, we usually have a dollar bet during a game. We'll kind of bring this one up. I feel like you bring out some trickery in your Super Bowl play. You know, we had the Philly special a few years back. You know, like little things like Andy Reid has some tricks up his sleeves. And I'm going to say that one of those is someone else will at least pass it. So I'm going to say over. There will be a pass attempt by at least three different people in this game.
I'm going to take the under on this one. I think both teams are pretty solid with their quarterback play right now. You have the Philly special, but you have Nick Foles for this point.
Yeah, that's true.
They're doing his thing, and I mean, you're trying to, you know. I'm going to go the under on this one. I think Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes will be the only people to throw a pass in this game.
Fair enough. I respect your opinion.
Fair enough. It's the first time I think you've ever done that. It's weird. Teach me how to respect you?
I'm trying.
Teaching how to respect you, that's a different podcast. All right, some non-football-ish prop bets. Which player will be shown first on a national anthem? Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts?
Ooh, I'm definitely going to go with Mahomes on this one. He's the bigger star of the two. He's been around longer. Like, it's weird saying he's like the veteran of this because he's only been around for, 5 or 6 years? I think it's definitely going to be Mahomes. If it's just between those two, I'm going to say they show Mahomes before they show Hurts because he's Patrick Mahomes.
I'm with you. I mean, there's got to be some sort of conversation about his ankle and things like that
Yeah.
leading up to it. I mean, there's just too much of a storyline for it the Patrick Mahomes like shoulder injury, the Jalen Hurts shoulder injury seems
fine.
Like, you know, 6 months ago at this point, it's, you know, 6 weeks ago. But
I was wondering, it's
not as much of an issue.
I kind of want to up this one. Which coach did they show first?
That's the other one. That was the other one.
Jalen Reed all day.
Is it Andy Reid?
100%.
Do they want to show the big fat slob right away, or do they want 100%. To show like the slender dude over the big fat slob?
Do you want to take me this one?
I will take Nick Philly's Sirianni. Coach. Sirianni. I don't even know his name.
I don't even know his name. Well, obviously.
I remember the 1 year. I just want to share this with, like, we had the prop bet back when everyone was wearing masks. We had the prop bet of which coach's nostrils would be exposed first during the game, and I believe it was Bruce Arians of the
that
Bucks.
That was very good bet.
Versus the Niners, right?
It happened in the second half.
Yeah, it happened right when they were coming out from halftime, and like they showed it. I think I put it out on Facebook.
Nostrils! Almost as good as the Rock bet.
I think I had 5 or 6 people Venmo me $1 because I put it out on Facebook. I said Bruce Arians, and they all said Andy Reid, and there it was.
We got a list of prop bets right now. Andrew, if you got one or two more, I think we'll
let's just talk about the halftime show. It's Rihanna, one of your favorite answers to your trashy trivia. I have a prop bet of the first song that Rihanna will sing.
Yes.
I don't know.
There's a lot of songs. There's Diamonds, Don't Stop the Music, Light Me Up, What's My Name, This
Stay,
Is What I Came For, Umbrella, Stay, You Found Love, Where Have You Been, Needed Me Higher, Rude Boy, Work, Hate That, I Love You, Unfaithful, and other.
I'm going to go with Umbrella.
Umbrella.
I don't know why. I'm just going with this.
I was
going
to go with Work.
All right, there you go. Work.
Another prop bet is, Rihanna opened an Umbrella on stage.
I'm going to say no. That sounds a little far, like just too out there. I can see it could happen, but I'm going to say no. No Umbrella for Rihanna on stage.
I'm going to stay. Still safe to say on this one.
Same. Wait. Yeah.
Still sticking in line, man. Stay. It's going to be one of these.
So. All right. One more football related.
One more football related. Oh, I was going to ask some stupid other questions, like Gatorade color or something like that.
Nah, let's...
I thought it was the hardest one to guess.
Yeah.
All right. The longest successful field goal, over under 47.5 yards.
Ooh, 47.5. I'm going to go with the under. I think both of these offenses are going to... if they're in that situation where it's like a third or fourth down and it's about a 47-yarder, I feel like both coaches are going to go for it. I think we're going to get closer... than that, so I'm going to say under 47.5 on the field goal.
Under
47.5.
Give me the over on this one. I feel like points are going to come maybe early at a premium.
After 6.5
And
minutes.
So, you know, I feel as though you're going to take the points where you can get them early on. Maybe later on you might get another one that might be later. How about this? Does the longest field goal come in the first half or the second half?
First half before halftime.
Yeah.
I'll go to second half. The attempt. That's what I'm saying. The attempt.
Attempt, right. Not made, just attempt. Well, and I wanted to know, I'm still going to say first half, like something right before halftime. But I was wondering, what was the, because we have Chris Stapleton doing the
Chris Stapleton doing the national anthem.
Yeah, what's the over-under? That's always one of my favorites, too.
That is, the over-under in the national anthem is 125.5 seconds.
Ooh, that's a long
Chris
national anthem.
Long national anthem.
That's 2 minutes. Every time, it's barely over 100 seconds, usually.
No, it's not. It's longer than
that. Is it?
Yeah. All right. It's closer to 90 seconds.
And he is, I feel like, a country singer. He's going to, like... drag it on a little longer. So
oh,
I will,
say.
Yeah.
Can you see?
I'm going faster, but I'm going to say it's the over. And then that's our last one.
For 2.5 minutes?
Well, there's about like,
2 minutes and what? 5 seconds. Because it said 125 seconds.
Yeah, it's usually like it's about a buck 90, buck 93, buck 95 is it. So that's a high rate on that, man.
Another prop is, will he be holding a guitar?
He will be holding a guitar. 100% that he's going to be holding a guitar.
Yeah, okay.
It's a fat country
but
singer.
Are you going to go the under then? I'm going to the over at 125 seconds.
Oh, man, that's hard. I'm going to go...
It's not like analyzing football.
It's two words.
I'm gonna do the over, man. I'm gonna go the over. I agree with the over on this one. I want to go the under to be a contrarian on this one, but I'm gonna do the over on this one.
Yeah. All right, well, let's Let's dive into this game then. Huh? Let's,
How long Board Brave said.
This is The Rock going to appear in a commercial. That was when we had 1 year.
Yeah,
so the game itself. The Eagles coming into this as 1.5-point favorites as of Wednesday. It's kind of been, like, I think...
It started at two, and has pretty much hold steady.
Yeah, 2, 1.5, like, it kind of, like... I wonder if it would be even if, like, Mahomes was 100%, if they would just throw an even one out there. But 1.5 points, and in this game, I feel like I got to take... I'm not going to lie. I don't want Philly to win this game. I don't want Philly to win this at all. I want the Chiefs to win. If I'm going with just my heart, this is what I want. And I'm also trying to think with my brain, which is hard for me to do sometimes. I definitely am going to pick the Chiefs. I think that offense can move the ball on that Philly defense. Mahomes, he's a magician back there. He can move around. I feel like the Chiefs defense, if they can like sustain Hurts in the pocket, don't let him like almost have a spy on him. I think the Chiefs can like slow them down enough. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm expecting a field goal finish. Like a 30-27 type of score. Give me the Chiefs to win Super Bowl
57.
30-27, my final score.
Wow. And the over, too, there.
Really and the over. There's your over. I got 57 points for Super Bowl 57.
Well, I'm glad I picked opposite you because I have to pick it to catch you.
So because you get extra points in the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm picking the Eagles in this game for a few reasons. One, I don't think Mahomes has enough weapons. Kelsey's a great weapon, but he doesn't have other weapons to like help. And that Eagles offense is really, really dangerous. I feel like this is going to be a slugfest. There's going to be a lot of points. That over is very, very true. But I just feel like the Eagles have what it takes to win it this year. And Mahomes is going to be a little bit like... He doesn't have enough weapons.
Is Juju going to be out there?
Mecole Hardman had to go, still on the injury list.
Juju is a 50-50.
Questionable.
Mecole Hardman is on the IR now.
MVS is like, okay. I think he was the best wide receiver. Kelsey will still do Kelsey stuff. But I feel like the Eagles might be able to hold Kelsey a little bit. We shall see. But I'll give me the Eagles.
Hey, you didn't mention McKinnon out there, too, catching the ball and running all over the place.
Oh, McKinnon.
He'll do some stuff.
Screw you, McKinnon.
He will do some stuff. McKinnon will do some stuff. Pacheco will have some runs. Mahomes is going to do Mahomes things, man. You know it's going to happen. Facing the Chiefs, you know it's going to happen. Give me the Eagles in this game to win. And not only cover, I'm going to give two scores in this one. If you guys want to give me the extra points on this one, I'll take it. Because I'm going to take two scores in this one easily. I think it's not going to be something where the Eagles are going to hold it the entire game. But I think at the end of the game, I think the Eagles are going to go up by two scores. And that's going to be all she wrote. So give me the extra points. Give me 5 extra points or whatever it takes by this point.
You would need at least 7 extra points. Cause that's
then give me 8 extra points.
8.5.
Then I'm going 8.5 points more by this point. And give me those points for my score. And I'm taking the Eagles by, I'm going to take about 9.5 points.
9.5 keeps going up. All right.
Okay, 9.5 points. All right. I'm just going to go with the spread. You can try to catch everybody here. Eagles by 9.5.
Well, you hid your computer from here. You got something you didn't want.
I did, actually. I was going to say, can anyone guess what the lowest ticket currently on Vivid Seats is for the Super Bowl?
Lowest ticket. This is in Arizona, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lowest ticket available, I'm going to say $5,469 for the lowest seat available.
Andrew?
I'm going to go $4,269.
What do you got over there, Travis the Stat Boy?
The lowest ticket price for this NFL Super Bowl, according to Vivid Seats.
I mean, currently available or what was sold ahead of time?
No, currently available.
Okay.
So you can purchase this with your credit card right now.
And this is way up in the upper deck.
But of course, one of the corners.
Way up. Not even good corner. This is a terrible. You're not, like, you're behind the scoreboard by this point.
Yeah.
Get a view of Kyler Murray?
$3,041.
Ah.
Wow.
So Andrew's going to win this one.
This sounds a bargain.
That does sound like a bargain, right? Like a bargain. I mean, like last year, I think.
All right, can we get other three of them? Should we all splurge $3,000 on a Super Bowl we don't care about?
Give me like how close do you want to get right now?
Let's just say, just go like,
you know, first level.
Let's go like midfield, like close midfield, like the close
first level or second level.
First level. Let's see what those most expensive.
I want to be able to side of the Eagle side.
Eagle side.
I want to be able to throw something at Terry Bradshaw.
Okay, I'm going to pull this one up too.
Just no, look at it.
All right. So who is the cheaper seed, the Eagle side or the Chiefs side?
I'm going to say the Chiefs because the Midwest and the Eagles, like it's the East Coast bias. I'm going to say they got more expensive on the Eagle side.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I agree.
So it's definitely the Chiefs side.
Yeah. Really?
$6,700 for row 7, $130 behind the Chiefs bench.
So you just have to double, more than double what you would pay to sit in the upper deck.
I apologize about that, because that was the cheapest ones. The most expensive ones would be behind the Eagles
bench,
which is row 29, directly behind the 50-yard line. $8,387 for tickets.
That is so much.
You don't get Greg Olsen commentary.
So
I mean, let's just say if your team was in the Super Bowl and you just, you know, say you just drive. We live in San Diego. It's a 5-hour drive. You just drive out to Phoenix for Glendale for the day. Are you dropping, let's just say, $3,000 to see your boys from the upper deck behind the scoreboard? See your boys play in the Super Bowl if the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm gonna let you guys have this one first because your teams have been there and should be there more than my team should be there. So let me give you this question first.
If the situation's correct for me and I, you know, if I somehow have $3,000 sitting around, you know, I might actually go to like $5,000 to get a little bit better seat.
Also, knowing that Timmy last year had like $4,000 tickets to like go and watch the game up in LA.
Mm-hmm.
For the Bengals to go there. He still turned down. Would you still do it?
I don't know. That is a lot of money. I don't know. That's a hard one. That is so much for one game. That is like 4 hours. That's $1,000 per hour to watch the game. And you get the halftime show as well. So you get.
You are kind of in a silo when you watch these games. You don't have any kind of outside interaction. You're trying to focus on the game. You don't get to get the enjoyment of your friends around. You're watching it with whoever's around you.
Yeah, and they might be fans of the other team. Like, yeah. We're all randomly out there. Oh, that is hard. If I had someone to go with me, probably, who was also a Viking fan, thinking Joey right off the top of my head, I think that would be it. I'm close. Like, $3,000, it's a lot of money.
Let's say of me going with you to go cheer for the Vikings.
I mean, you're going to pay for your ticket?
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Because you would cheer for them. Like, it was, unless they're playing Jacksonville. I feel like you would cheer for them regardless of who they play in the AFC outside of Jacksonville.
Or maybe the Bengals.
So, the Bengals. You know what? If I had a friend to go with and we're both like, the hell with it. We're dropping $3,000, $4,000. Yes. If like we both like we're ready to go, ready to do it, let's do it.
Let me change this right now. This is the Vikings-Jaguars Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm definitely not going with him. I don't. You wouldn't want to go with me either.
Yes, I would.
Oh, I doubt it.
100% I would.
I think we should get separate seats and then we can meet up afterwards.
No.
You can zoom each other. You can zoom each other during the whole thing.
Yeah. See, that's where it's a little different. Yeah. So that's where like Timmy's argument comes into this. Like, I would rather watch the game and watch my team lose and or win with the people that I watch football with on a regular basis and like watch football.
Yeah.
And do my thing. Right? Like, if we decided to go... Right, and if I decided that, like, you know, I could convince Sarah to let me spend fucking $4,000 on a ticket,
yeah, it seems possible. Yeah,
it's not impossible. I mean, like Sarah, as long as my bills are paid, like I'm good to go with whatever I spend money on. You know,
yeah.
If I want to spend my money on going to a game like that, and she asked me, it was last year during the Bengals Rams Super Bowl, and she's like, "Would you have spent the $4,500 if the Jaguars made the playoffs and the Super Bowl to go up there?" And I said, "No, I wouldn't." Because at the end of the day, regardless of what it is, the enjoyment of being at the stadium and being a part of that is fine. The enjoyment of just being around the people that watch football on a regular basis, 17, 18 weeks out of the year that we watch it and doing stuff like that, I would rather choose that over random strangers
Very true.
On the end of the day.
And your odds of having a good brand of strength.
And let's say it's a coin flip, right? I mean, this game is a coin flip right here. Let's say we're Chiefs and Eagles fans. This is a coin flip. If your team loses, then you're just sitting out there. You paid $4,000 for a ticket to watch your team lose, and now you got to listen to all the shit that happens. I would rather just have it. You know, if you had season tickets to said team, then you're buying the tickets for obviously much less than what you're going to get them for on resale value. So if you already have the tickets like set up and like you have a ticket for like $800 and I can spend $800 to go to Super Bowl, you damn right I'm going to spend $800.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's an affordable price. Yeah.
$1,200? I'm probably still going to pay $1,200 for Super Bowl. Once we start getting like the $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 limit, like by this point, like I'd rather just, isn't it worth it just to sell the ticket by this point?
I mean, if you could buy the ticket and then just double the price and sell it.
I mean,
it for
like,
that.
But isn't it worth it just to make your money off the ticket and just enjoy it with your friends and your people? That is, because I'm going to tell you right now, like, you know, we did it for the advertisement this week, but I would much rather watch the Super Bowl at Chris Walters' garage with all of you a-holes.
Yeah.
Than I would going out to a random stadium, to a random place, to a random hotel room, and all that kind of stuff, and either being sad or happy by myself than I would celebrating or commiserating with you guys after Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah.
Well said. I agree. I now agree with that, but it's to see your team in the Super Bowl is a huge bucket list thing.
Huge.
But first they got to get there. So it's like, if it's going to be every 40 years for them, it's like, this might be my only shot to see him there.
It is.
It's hard.
I actually was a part of the, I don't need to actually see the game. And it might be based on seeing my team play on TV and not really care about like being at the stadium. Because I feel like you're losing a lot by not watching on TV. You're missing commercials, you're missing the friends and stuff. And just being there, just you feel like you're isolated and you're in your own little bubble.
So I will say, I mean, based off of the way our fantasy league has gone for the past, you know, 10 years, whatever, I think we pay attention far less to like commercials than we have in the past.
Absolutely.
Like, it's more about the game, it's more about the prop bets, more about all that kind of stuff. So I'm not too worried about the commercials by this point. I'm just more worried about the experience that I'm going to enjoy with the people around me. Because, like, I've gone to plenty of games. Like, I went to the Cincinnati Chargers game for the playoffs when the Bengals were undefeated at home. And I had a blast in Cincinnati, man. It was one of my favorite cities I've ever gone to see a football game in. However, I still had a lot of Bengals fans that were giving me a lot of shit, like, regardless of where I was. Like, I went to the bathroom. I went to go take a piss. I was standing at the urinal, and some dude was like, your team sucks. I was like, well, sure. What else you got? And he's like, you got a tiny dick. And I'm like, sure. Well,
explicit. Yep.
No, but I get it. It's you know, being why, around your friends but why is
you
much better.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm asking by this point. You know, like, at the end of the day, like, I mean, I would rather be around the people that I want to watch football with than I would in a random situation watching a game with an unknown outcome.
Yeah.
I think that should bring us to the end of the show. We got our picks in. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this season with us. We had a good time. We'll do some off-season recap, and we'll figure out like some off-season moves going on. We'll be back.
Fernando reads Child's books.
That could be it as well.
Oh, that'd be very amazing.
But on that note, I am Fernando.
I am Travis.
And I'm...
You're Jimmy G at the Stat Boy. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
And at the end of the day, did I teach you how to football?
You taught me how to football.
I taught you how to football.
Allegedly.
Have a great rest of your season, and we look forward to seeing you guys next year.
Happy Super Bowl.
Happy Super Bowl.